gas atomic, spectromatic, heliotropic, electromagnetic, environmental, hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
Storms are roaring, though the sky be falling, and your ride speed stalling, you know.
Ask the spectator squad, not a spectator squad.
Adventure's calling, what's in store's not boring. Won't you come and join in, because
the Nugaflugel Adventures. Welcome to La Vie University, where anything can and does happen. This is no ordinary place of learning. It is a wonderful, fantabulous, yet mysterious institution where students learn about God, about themselves, and about the true way of adventurous life lived to the max. What are you waiting for? Come and join our students now as they embark on the ride of their lives, because life is not a spectator sport. JP, Tandy and Schlumpfer are still stuck in the middle of a fierce World War II battle in France. Tension is also mounting inside the machine as the relationship seems to be cracking under pressure. The machine is barely able to fly and they are hovering over the raging sea. Tandy is trying to keep the machine airborne and dodge heavy artillery and machine gun fire. Schlumpfer has been tricked into jumping ship and is struggling to stay afloat in the sea. There is a massive Navy vessel barreling directly towards him. The only person who could rescue Schlumpfer is JP, but he cannot swim.
Tandy!
What? What?
No! Schlumpfer! He's gonna die!
Oh, no.
He's really gonna die!
Look, I'm kind of busy here. If I leave my post, we're all going to die.
Schlumpfer!
You have to save him,
no.
JP! You!
I can't!
You have to!
I can't swim!
JP, you
I
have
can't
to
swim.
Save him!
At that point, JP finds the capsule in his pocket that Mademoiselle Rosée Panthère gave him. And he remembers what she said.
This capsule is a single application device that should only be used in an emergency of extreme proportion. The capsule must be broken in order to activate it.
JP throws the capsule onto the floor of the machine. As it hits the floor, it instantly transforms into a high-tech rescue craft. JP throws the craft out through the trapdoor. He does a swan dive into it. JP then hauls Schlumpfer into the craft and manages to dodge the Navy vessel just in the nick of time. The machine sends out a tractor beam and airlifts them back to safety. At that very moment, Tandy redirects the electromagnetic energy from the magnetron, enabling the machine to transport them back to La Vie University, safe and sound.
Starboard hatch.
We made it!
Oh,
yeah,
sure.
But you almost didn't, because of your cowardly action, Schlumpfer.
But it wasn't my fault.
Of course it was your fault. You
JP,
pulled that lever.
Let's not forget it that it was you who got us in the situation in the first
me
place.
You got us in the situation.
Just listen
no
to me.
No ways. You... Coming rich, coming from you.
Oh, come on, JP.
Yeah.
Bonjour. Welcome home, my weary time travelers.
Oh, Professor Sabio. How long have you been standing there for?
Well, this is my office, you know.
We're in your office?
We are?
What?
How did the machine manage to fit inside?
Oh.
The machine's amazing. It can fit into all kinds of spaces. Look
apparently
at it.
So.
I couldn't help overhearing your conversation.
Oh, dear.
If we can call it that.
Look, Professor, you don't really understand. You weren't there. Schlumpfer was impossible.
How could you say
and Tandy
that?
Was unreasonable.
No,
it wasn't
all,
my
I had to come
you
into action.
Were the
yes,
you were.
Whoa, remember.
Machines and friendships often break. So?
Fix them up for heaven's sake.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, Tandy.
I didn't mean to call.
A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity, born to help in a time of need. Proverbs 17, verse 17. like it or not, you are all family.
Family? We're not even related.
Exactly.
Of course you are, my boy. If we are followers of Jesus Christ, we are related to each other by blood, Jesus' blood. God the Father has adopted us all as his sons and daughters. So you see, we are truly family and should be there for each other.
Wow, I never thought about it quite like that. I have big brothers. Cool.
I suppose that is true, yes.
And JP, I'm really, really sorry for breaking your picture frame. I'm sure I can glue it back together. I don't believe it.
What?
Guys,
what?
I what? Don't believe it.
What?
You
What's
won't
wrong?
Believe it. His picture is already fixed.
No.
It is?
Yes. Look, JP, your picture frame's perfect again.
It's amazing.
All things made brand new.
And it looks just like the one on your desk, Professor.
It does.
You also have one? A special frame with your picture in it? Where did you get one from?
Let's not forget that I'm also one of God's special treasures.
JP, Tandi and Schlumpfer have begun to learn about being part of God's family. Unbeknownst to JP, a surprise awaits just outside the professor's office door.
Come in!
Happy birthday to you!
Oh no! Oh no! I don't believe it! What are you all doing here? There isn't enough space in here for everyone! No!
Oh!
Thanks! Thanks!
Yes, 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 yes! Come in! Come in! There's plenty of room! You're more than welcome!
We're so proud of Jean-Pierre. He's the first university student of our village.
That's great.
So I thought I'd come and surprise my boy for his birthday.
Oh, Mom. You shouldn't have.
Unfortunately, your dad couldn't be here as he had to take care of the shop, but he sent along a present. Thank you, Professor Osabio, for everything you've done for Jean-Pierre. Here's a gift for you, too.
But Mom, chickens? You brought live chickens? Oh,
thank you. What fine specimens they are.
Hello, Mrs. Jackson. I'm Tandi Thule. Jean-Pierre never told me it was his birthday. Happy birthday, JP.
Look, I brought some of Jean-Pierre's baby pictures. Wasn't he just the cutest little boy?
He's so cute, JP. You're such a cute little boy. Such a cute baby.
JP, you never told us Tandy's so pretty. Is Tandy your girlfriend?
What?
No.
Oh, look at the time. Oh, thank you for coming to visit. Really, I appreciate it. It means so much to me. But I have to get back to my lessons now. I am the first guy of our village to be at university. So thank you for coming.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Good man.
I'm sorry, guys. That was so embarrassing.
What are you talking about? You have a lovely family. I wish I had such a large family. The only family I have left is my grandmother who raised me.
I also wish I had a big family. I never really feel like I'm appreciated by my father. I always seem to disappoint him. I really, really wish my family was proud of me too, like yours are.
Samuel, my boy, how quickly you forget. We are all family around here, and we take care of each other, remember? When we accepted that Jesus died for us on the cross and rose again to forgive us of all our sins, we became brothers and sisters, a big family indeed. The family of God. That reminds me of your next assignment. You need to travel around the world and visit 7 La Vie campuses on 7 continents in 7 hours.
What?
There's more than one La Vie University campus?
Oh. As I said, we are a very big family indeed. All across the world.
Wow.
Now you'll find bright green and purple route markers directing and giving you tasks to complete along the way. It's also good etiquette to give gifts to those who are hosting you. Remember, you have to visit 7 campuses on 7 continents in only 7 hours. Here's my pocket watch. The countdown starts now.
Is that even possible?
That means we only have 420 minutes or 25,200 seconds and counting.
7 continents. Let's see. Asia, Australia, Europe,
North America, South America,
Antarctica and Africa.
Africa! That's us!
Yes!
We're already here!
Great! So we can go! Tick-tock, tick-tock, people!
Guys, wait! We have to bring gifts, remember?
Oh, yes! I always struggle with presents. What are we gonna get?
Please. Maybe that's why your mom gave you chickens!
Hey, watch it!
Wait! There's a conference happening right here on our La Vie University campus with delegates from all over Africa.
So?
I'm sure they'll be able to help us with some gifts. Let's go ask them.
Ah, good idea.
Let's do that.
Nilikuwa na mitafuta wote. Inaweza kuwa ya ushangao kwa lakini Mungu akaniambia uko nahitaji hii zawadi hii ya kutokea inchi yangu.
God told you to give this gift to us, and it's from your country? That's amazing! It's exactly what I need! A 2-meter handcrafted wooden giraffe!
It's a pleasure.
Thank you very much!
I bring greetings from the brothers and sisters from the DRC University. That's our La Vie University, you know?
Ah, what a cute wooden giraffe!
But how on earth are we going to fit that into the machine?
And so, Christian families from all over Africa brought gifts for them to take with on their journey. A djembe drum from Mali, an ostrich egg water bottle from Namibia, a Basutu blanket from Lesotho, a hand-carved cross from Ethiopia, and an intricately beaded necklace from Côte d'Ivoire. The professor's pocket watch was steadily counting down the time. 7 campuses on 7 continents in 7 hours. There was no time to waste. Be sure not to miss out on the next exciting episode of The Nuga Flugel Adventures.
Nuga Flugel.
Did you know that the Nuga Flugel Adventures has an amazing website? Yes, it does. Find us at flugel.co.za. That's FLOOGAL.co.za for some interesting flugel facts. Now,